All right. So where shall we go next? Who would like to speak next? Knowing, of course, whoever speaks, whoever has the microphone, is speaking for all of you. Just you're in a group, you've come together. You're in the emergence group, right? So every one of you has a piece. All right. So who has the microphone now?
Hi, Alexis, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, hello.
I just wanted to ask you two things. One's really kind of a comment, but one is related to my work, and just wanted to get some help with you on what's occurring. I attended the Lazarus workshop and learned about why some of my trappings have disappeared, and working with the future is really where our will and our ability to manifest is going to be coming from going forward. And so I've been giving that thought as it relates to my job, and I've been in this unusual situation for a long time where my company is kind of, you know, dissembled, and at the 11th hour was rectified right around Christmas, and it looks as though and this has been going on for a year and a half, and I've managed to keep my job, and very happily so. I earn 20% of what I used to earn, but, you know, hopefully that'll change sometime soon. And what's interesting to me is that, and I'm confused about it, I was so clear about how my future creates the present, and I have been just kind of stalwart in my unwillingness to see anything other than that my company was going to see themselves through and that I was going to be employed. And right now we're one step away from, in my little group that I work for, getting a clearing agreement to be able to transact again. We've been unable to because for almost a year because our financials had been so poor. So we've been doing things for our company internally, but essentially if we don't get this agreement, it, you know, for our little group, we will, you know, be very soon unemployed. And but we're close, and they said, you know, you guys get, you know, become a bank holding company, you're what you're in. And what is, it's funny because it's like we've gone over hurdles that in retrospect are somewhat unimaginable, and all we need is this legal agreement signed, and the attorneys are working on it, and I think it's going to come. But myself and the other handful of people I work with, there seems to be this shadow over us. I don't know if it's being, I mean, I'm certainly of all of us, you know, I'm living actually a very happy life in the midst of this. And for them, it has not been happy. It's been incredibly distressing. Having said that, the distress level has increased even though we've gone over all the hurdles. And we're like a breath away from being able to, you know, rise from the ashes. And, I mean, we can do this. And I'm feeling just this incredible sense of, you know, like they've already given up. And it's, you know, I'm not trying to, I recognize it's, you know, me that, I create my own reality, but I'm feeling some of it, and I don't know if it's a shared. So that's kind of an angle of it. But the other part of it, you know, just trying to understand how I need to shift this. And I've been working a lot with my fear and going into it and doing a lot of things like that. And it's moving. That's one piece of it. But also, I mean, I would really. really like to, I mean, my dream is for our group to reemerge. But it feels like people are so kind of wounded that I'm not even sure if we were to get all this going, you know, I don't know. It's confusing to me.
And have you spoken with them at any point recently where they say anything hopeful about it, or you get any kind of opinion about it or statement about it?
Oh, it's, you know, yes, it's the agreement's in place. It's all energetic. It's kind of like just being beaten down. You know, the level of uncertainty that we lived under, and watching an industry that for many of us have been part of our entire career completely get decimated, and watching so many of, you know, friends that we know just get crushed, and a company that we work for get crushed. I think all of that combined. Anyway, so it's an energetic, it's like how, you know, like we're on the last, we're the finish line's there, the tunnel's there, the light is shining, but it's like I feel like they want to pull the car over to the side of the road and just get out and forget about it. That's how it feels. What I want to know is, in creating from the future, I just want to, I'm a little unclear, like to draw my will from the future and from the hope. And maybe I'm probably saying
right.
too
well,
much
how
and
did
not
you,
being clear enough.
But. How did you feel when you replaced the nightmare future with the light future and
Great.
Made the choice for that?
I felt very good and clear, because I've been feeling that part of me more. That's my other question, because I'm also like, what is going on? I didn't really think I was this person that I'm feeling, and it's scaring me. So I've had a lot of fear about that. Like, I'm feeling a little disoriented.
Yes, uh-oh.
Well, just, right. You know, the mm-hmm. like, reality is way different than, I kind of, I don't know, been a split personality or something for too long.
Well,
you
know,
and if not you, really and recognizing if you think what I've been doing.
And if you think that it's been a trip for you, imagine these people who have no techniques like you do, how they are handling the changes. The continuous changes.
Well,
they've
maybe
gotten
that's
to the
what
point.
I'm feeling.
That's what has happened is that they've gotten to the point where there's just more changes, and they're like, in a sense, have hit so many and gone through so many changes, and they resist them. They resist every one of them. It's just kind of an automatic knee-jerk reaction is to resist change. But they don't work with reality creation like you do. They just don't see it that way. So every change that comes through, it's some kind of stress. They have to make some kind of compromise. They have to make some kind of adjustment, and they feel battered. And then here comes another one, and then here comes another one, and here comes another one. It just never seems to stop. And they're worn out because they've been fighting and fighting. And the more you fight, and the more you judge, and the more you resist, the more exhausted you get. And so what you're looking at here is that you have this group, and they're, except for you, they're all exhausted. They're wiped out. And they don't have enough will to be energized and motivated to go through yet another change, even a good one, as they're just so exhausted. Basically, if they felt they could afford to, if they had enough money that they could retire, they probably would quit, and they would go home and crawl into bed, pull the covers over, and stay there a couple of months, you know? Only come out to pee and eat, you know? That kind of thing. It's almost as if we just need to kind of, we need to regroup, somehow or another, just go unconscious for a while and just heal and rest and do nothing and have no pressure and no stress, and then maybe we'll recover. Their adrenals are shot. They're just shot.
I feel that.
All right.
That's
now, when a person is tired, physically tired, or in continuous physical pain, any of you who've had this experience of being very, very tired and in pain, you know how hard it is to keep your energy up, how hard it is to keep your positive enthusiasm up. It's really hard to do. You know, in the consensus reality, energy is seen mainly as a exponent of the physical body. And so optimism and enthusiasm without physical energy is seen as kind of goofy, and it's not really valuable. And that's just in the consensus, you understand. And in your reality, you want to have, you know, a certain, you want to get your frequencies aligned. They don't think that way. So they're just exhausted. And one of the things that's been really interesting is that, of course, when you work in a group, there is what is known as a group energy, right? Now, that means that every member of the group puts their 2 cents in, so to speak, and there's a kind of a blend, and there's a kind of a merge, and out of it kind of comes an essence, a kind of an essence of the energy or the nature of the group. And we would suggest that you, by yourself, and the work you've been doing over the past year and a half or so, this work you've been doing has been keeping your group together. You know, you can keep, otherwise the essence of your group would have gone into disintegration. They don't perceive themselves as having enough energy to hold it up. They just don't have it to hold it up. And in a sense, you've been the one holding up the group because you've been creating future for it. And they haven't been creating a future for it. You understand that, right?
Well, there's a feeling I have of, like, they don't really want to go on. And it's, I'm not here to force something on them. I just have my own, I'd like to work with them. I'd like to continue doing what I'm doing for a couple more years. That's how it feels. And so there's also this question in my mind. It's like, well, do I just dream them getting over their tiredness and being excited about what we're doing? Like, I don't, you know, I'm confused. What am I, you know, not here, I don't want to drag them along. And energetically, that recently it's been feeling a lot that way. And at the same time, I've kind
of... Yeah, you don't want to feel guilty about making anybody else live a reality they don't want to have. Absolutely. And so that's been tugging at you.
I mean, I think everybody appreciates having a paycheck, so, you know...
Well, yeah, they want a paycheck, that's for sure.
Okay.
Right. Well, one of the things that goes on here is the issue about other people in your reality. Okay, do you create them? What do you do about them? What about their energies? And last night we talked about if there are negative energies that you can start to take on yourself if you have some judgments. Or if you have some kind of beliefs or limiting beliefs about something, you can take on negativities of other people. And in a sense, because you've been carrying this group, in a way, you've taken on some of their stuff. Mm. You've kind of helped them discharge some of the stuff and enabled them to, you know, to limp along. But what we're seeing here is that when you dream a future, you want to dream a future that in which you're happy, right? Now, we would suggest do this work, dreaming yourself financially prosperous, happy, doing what you like to do. Okay? Yeah, you like working with that group, but right now, with them being all so kind of unmotivated and so on, do you really enjoy that much working with the group when they're in that state? You want them to be in a better state. Then it's more fun to work with, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what you do is that when you put in your request, when you put in your manifestation, you take out the specifics and you just put the energy in there. You have the energy of you working in a really great, with a really great bunch of people. You're making lots of money, having a lot of fun, and doing a lot of good things. And that will feel right for you. Now, if they want to be part of that group that you have fun working with, they'll come along. And if not, you can create perhaps a possibility, an opening to another group that may be more fun.
I have a lot of attachment to these people.
You do, don't you?
I've worked with them for so long.
It showed up right away, didn't it?
Yeah, it's okay. Like I love them. So.
Well, you do. You do. Now, what you want for them is you want them to be happy, mm-hmm. All right? But the thing is that they're going to go where they want to go. Now, the reflection in your reality to you is the question that your reality is giving you is, what do you do about their energy? You've been, in a sense, you've been carrying a lot of their energy. And by doing so, they have not actually completed facing their own darkness. Mm-hmm. It's part of the process. Now, you faced your darkness several times in other circumstances over the years. It's just been one of those things. And all of you have, at one point or another, had to face some aspect of your darkness that was unpleasant, that was scary, that was twisted or something like that. You went in there and cleaned out shame and pain and all sorts of undeservingness and low self-esteem and all that stuff. You've been working with that. But they haven't, really. So in a sense, they are a little overdue for facing their darkness. They're being pulled to it. Now, what it looks like to you, it scares you, because when you see them being pulled to their darkness, which puts them in this kind of despondent place, right? This dark, dark, despondent place, that you're afraid is going to sabotage them and sabotage you and sabotage your pleasure of and your caring for them. It doesn't. If you will dream yourself being part of a joyous, fun group, then you're holding a resonance that when they get through this dark phase, they can lift to. But you want to give them the option.
Okay. That
right?
Feels good.
Okay. It doesn't mean that you're saying, well, I'm going to go on with you or without you. It's not that attitude, you see. But you've been carrying a bit much of their stuff and on your back. Because you're strong. You're strong and you have vision and you have tools and techniques. You've been working it. You created your group staying together through thick and thin to now. You know, there were lots of doubts along the way. You've made it through every single one of them. And that one that happened, the resolution that happened around Christmas time, you know, bravo, congratulations, good work for you. You did it. And you can trust, too, which is a wonderful thing to hear, that you can create, you know, more success. It's coming, and you know you're claiming it. It's natural to you. The only way you could sabotage this is by getting distracted with what your role is in their life and what their role is in your life. Okay. But if you hold the resonance for them, it can allow them to do what they need to do to lift. It can allow a healing. As we explained last night, healing is where you hold a higher resonance and here's somebody, you know, bumping along with a lower resonance and having a little bit of difficulty and so on. And the one with the higher resonance doesn't go down to the lower resonance and drag them back up. No, you hold the higher resonance and you say, hey, look, over here, and they, if they want, they'll look at you and they'll just kind of, just by being around you, it will begin to lift and lift and lift. And you won't come down. You'll keep it up there. And by the time that their energy gets up there and you get into rapport, you get into sync with each other energetically, they've experienced a healing. See, you've been doing a lot of healing work with them. You're holding up the energy for them. They would have collapsed way before now. They would have dispersed. There's a tremendous energy of dispersal where they say, oh, what the heck? And they, let's go. and they would have dispersed. But in a sense, you held a light and it kept your group integral. You can just keep that light going.
Okay.
You're close.
Yeah, we're
you're close
so
to
close.
It.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It is. But, you know, you want to feel the confidence. You want to feel the knowing that it's coming through, that it's pulling through. So you don't want to have these types of challenges, you know, at the doorway. This is kind of like an, you know, good old friend, toxic ego, yes?
Okay.
All right, let's go find a weak spot. Let's go find a weak spot, a place where possibly we can find where she can throw some power away. You see, so she won't be able to sustain the vision all the way through. But she'll throw some power away and the energies will drop out. And so the temptation was to throw power to this issue. So we're glad you brought it up. Now, all of you, when you're in working towards creating something, again, don't go and look at the specifics of the form that you want to create. Go and get the energies of it. Just feel and be in the presence of the energies of it. Just hold that. Just enjoy that. Connect with that. Be linked with that. And your self-image on that frequency, on that level. If you have a self-image that you're, oh, please, 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 I hope it'll come through. Your self-image is not big enough. You need to go look through your soul's eyes at you with tremendous love and see your gifts, see your beauty, see your majesty, see all who you really are and claim yourself and reclaim yourself and step into your authority. And then when you do that, your image gets up to that level of manifestation. It has to, in a sense, pull through something that is consistent with your frequency. If it's not what the form is that you desire, it'll be something else. And if the something else comes in, it could be better. Right? Now, a lot of people are afraid of change. And you, too, have been trained to be afraid of change. You, too, have been trained to resist change. And many times in your spiritual work and in your spiritual process, you've had to learn to overcome your resistance and fear of change. And learn to overcome it and to create and generate and to step into a certain sense of your light and power and so on so that you can actually effectively go through a change without feeling terribly stressed. But you'll look around you and people who don't have your skills or your capacities, every change takes an awful lot out of them. And even what seems to be a minor change, if there's two or three or four in a row, then they can be depleted because the resistance eats up their energy. So they have to push themselves. And then they're resisting. So they're fighting within themselves. They've got an internal energy fight. And that fight just depletes energy. And what we see is your team is very depleted. They've been resistant within themselves.
Thank you.
And since you have not as much, you have just a little bit here and there, their ego is sending you a test. And it's a really good idea to make sure that in this test that you respond at level 3. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're doing it. So when you do that, then you have a certain sense of knowing that you're going to have a good situation. It may not be the exact form that you are, you know, imagining it in. It could be you've got a momentum in that form. You've already got history in it. But it could go somewhere miraculous also, other places. Not that we suggest that you choose that or whatever. What you choose, though, is the frequency, this next step for you to keep your image up, to keep it going. All right? And also, one of the things that we mentioned last night is also that sometimes by taking some of this process for your group on to yourself, by doing your envisioning work and so on. And you're doing it not just for them, for a lot of people. You're doing it for, you know, your society. You're doing it for, you know, the whole world in a way. That you can feel impinged upon by their emotional moods. You can feel heavied by it at times. If you get tired, you notice that? If you get tired, then it can pull on you, right? Mm-hmm. So it's real important not to, number one, not to get tired, or if you do and you can't help it, or something like that, and you're just tired from something else, and then they're in this really bad, dark mood, then what you want to do is to do what we suggested last night, is to visualize them, and without any judgment whatsoever, and that's the key, without any judgment, and then just breathe them into you and through you.
Okay.
All right? So, and then their energies won't stick with you. And you can be with them and not fall for their quote-unquote negativity or their despair or their resignation. Because they don't feel like the powerful hot shots that they used to. You know, this whole downturn, economic downturn, has brought out many a person's shame. A shame feeling like, oh, you know, underneath the surface of it all, oh my gosh, I'm really a loser, or I'm really not worth it, or I'm not really up to par. And for some of these people, you know, that they equate their value with their income. And if they're making 20% of what they did make, they're only 20% of the value of who they think they used to be. That's the shame imprint. You're not operating on that frequency, but they can be. And that's admitting a lot of inadequacy or a lack of success or something like that, which they had covered over before. If you've noticed that there are a lot of people who spend a tremendous amount of energy covering any flaw, any inadequacy that they perceive in themselves, anything that could be judged, anything that's less than, so they can be perceived of as fully and completely and totally successful. And they expend a tremendous amount of energy doing that. And when they cannot somehow or another keep up the manifestation, then the shame takes over. And they feel exposed to the world that their dirty secret of all their flaws and their inadequacies are exposed to the world. You see? That's very stressful for them.
I don't mean to laugh, but a friend of mine's neighbor kind of lost most of her assets, and she pretty much hasn't taken off her sunglasses. So she only walks around with sunglasses on.
Right, she didn't want anyone to see her.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they want to be invisible now, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so, all right. And what is the other one that you wanted to talk about, something else?
Well, just, I think it's just, I get, there's a part of me that, you know, I feel like I have a lot of ability to create things. And one of the things I face in this particular, I think I just need you to tell me I can. So you could just say I can and we could be done. I don't have to tell you it. But anyway.
That's no fun.
But I think I just need to say it. Like, I've had a lot of fear, because when we get this agreement back into place and we can start to trade again, the environment is different, and there are a handful of people who are doing really well transacting in what is being traded right now in mortgages, and there's just this part of me that's like, I can't do it. I mean, that's the fear I've also had to deal with. I've just had to go and work with it. But it's just, I can't.
That you can't do what, exactly?
I can't make the transactions happen. I mean, I'm going to have to really get out, you know, I'm going to have to get out everything from the tool chest, is how it feels. Even though they are happening and people are doing well. And
see, that's a level two response.
Okay.
That's, I don't have quite enough.
I don't have enough. That is, okay.
And I'm going to have to do more.
Yeah.
You know? And who knows if I can do enough.
Yeah, those are the exact thoughts. A
lot of pressure there.
A lot of pressure.
And there's, underneath it all, feel the anger that's there, the resentment at that. That's a lot of work. Okay, you're going to have to get out your toolbook and, and get into do it. Okay, got a whole bunch of meditations I got to schedule now and to do my process and work on it and so on. Besides going to and doing my job, I have to do all this metaphysical work at home and just feel all the frustration about that. Can you feel that?
Yeah. I am pissed.
Yeah, you are pissed. Damn it. Why should you have to always have to work so damn hard? You know, and it's just, there's just so much to do. When are you ever going to be able to have a good life if you have to do so much stuff and always have to keep your, your nose on the grindstone, right? So it's like, always having to work, push. Now, part of that is an old training that says that part of your spiritual and personal growth is that you have to push, always push to get to the next level. This kind of goes along with that choice that you have to have challenges and unpleasant experiences in order to grow. It's kind of a similar thing. To get to the next level requires a lot of work. Why? Because your self-image isn't there. Your self-image, the one who's reacting there might be the adolescent or the young adult saying, I don't know what it's going to take, but this looks like a big deal. And what if I get into it and I fail? You know, then I'm going to have to, you know, whip myself into shape. I'll have to judge myself, kick myself, push myself, drive myself. What about my motivation? What about having fun? Where did that go? No. So all of that energy, resistant energy, okay? But that's because your self-image got you slipped back in your self-image.
Okay.
All right. Now, slip forward in your self-image. Okay? Go to your future self, let's say 2 years down the road, and tune into her. Successful, having a blast. Things are just really unfolding. Things are easy. She's making a lot of money. And a lot of stuff is going on that's just really interesting and cool. It's not that hard for you to imagine her.
Well, one thing that slipped in here for a while is I have just not felt like it's been okay. I know, you know, I know the response, but there's a part of me that has not felt like it's been okay in the midst of so many people really suffering. I mean, it just has kind of broken my heart, and I know it's going to get worse. And
yeah, it is.
It's just kind of been difficult.
All right, so you know that your role is to make it through and emerge on the other side.
I do know that.
And that your life
doesn't help anybody to go there. It does. No, I mean to go to this place. I know it doesn't help.
No. But you see, this is the empath part of you. This is a part of you that takes on responsibility of manifestation for others. That's taking on loads on yourself. Now, what you want to take on yourself is your vision. But you don't want to... You see, it's an old idea of healing that used to be in the... It's in the shamanic circuitry that a person goes to a shaman and the shaman will take their illness upon him or herself and move it through his or her own system. Right? It's that I'll be your surrogate because I have the power to move it through, and I will move it through for you because I care for you, because I love you, or because, you know, you're giving me a sheep for it, or whatever it is, you know. Because there's a benefit, I'm going to do it, you see. And you have this love and compassion, you see, and you see people suffering, and you want to do something. The consensus teaches you, if you want to go and help people, you have to get down there in the trenches with them and nurture them, the Mother Teresa version, you know, get into the slums with them and touch them and love them. That's not everybody's role. Most of you, light beings, reality creators, most of you chose to come so that you could create a reality that could offer these people an alternate choice, that could offer them hope, because hope is really thin right now. Okay. So know that when you have that love and that compassion in your mind, you know, give them that love. But don't take their stuff on you. Now, you know this logically. Now, all of you have this going on one level or another, do you not? You know, your whole society is suffering. There's pain out there. And there's pain close to you, and you might even have some yourself. So how do you hold the light? How do you hold the energy and still love and still care? Let's do a little meditation. Let's do some healing on this, shall we? So just, it's not an intricate thing. Just closing your eyes and relaxing a little bit. And you already know some of what we're going to say. We're going to talk about how you are the lights. You're going to merge. What we saw it earlier. You're going to merge. And you're going to be like a lighthouse, putting out a big bright light that'll draw people to you. When you hold the frequency high, you can heal so, so much. So let's do a little healing for you, for your country and your world. Let's do some healing. So let yourself, in this place where you're floating along, let yourself imagine that starry sky above you. Hundreds and thousands of stars. And those stars, some of them, move out of their position and they come together in a circle above you. They put their light together. Those beings put their light together, create a bright star, way that we show ourselves to you, and we send a beam of light down to you. Let us send a beam of light to you now. We're going to send a beam of beautiful pale pink, kind of a heart love color, a rose quartz kind of color, warm, soothing. We're going to send this beautiful sparkling pink beam of light down to you and touch you on the top of your head. And like a shower, just spill all over you. Spill love, our love, all over you. Let yourself just feel. Drink it in. Just let all the pores of your skin and all the cells of your body just drink in. Drink in all the love you can. every bit you can. All the love. And we see you as individuals, as the beautiful spiritual giants that you are. We see your pain and your joy. We see it when you get indecisive. We see it when you're expansive. We see it when you're contractive. And we just love you. You're so beautiful, even so. And we send all this love around you and surround you with it, drenching you with it. Shimmering, sparkling love energy. All the way down through your feet, till every cell is drenched. And now there are certain people that you love, that you care about. Bring them in. Let us extend our love to them. In your mind, just touch them, and we will send the light through you, through your hand, into them. And all you have to do is touch one, and we'll just do the rest. Because you may have more than one, and we'll just drench them. And then you go to another one that you love, and you touch that one, and let us drench them in love. Our love and your love. Let them just kind of get some relief, just as you felt the nurturing and the caring for you. See them go, ah, as they receive what they can. See their eyes soften. See the hardship of their lives soften. See them brightened, loved, being healed. You can touch any number of your friends, your family, your loved ones, your dear ones, your special ones, the ones you work with, that you enjoy working with. Teachers and fellow students. You love them. You touch them. Here, I'd like you to get some love too. You touch that one and you touch that one. And everybody's getting drenched with this wonderful, delicious, sparkling pink. And it has a beautiful, wondrous smell as well, a fragrance, exquisite, that gives everyone a sense of elevation, a sense of lift, including yourself, a beautiful fragrance. And now see them kind of perking up, looking happier, looking freer, healthier, a little energy returning, a little hope expanding. And you feel it with such joy within you. You feel within yourself and feel your hope expanding. your love expanding, your joy expanding. More. More. And you notice that your energy field has gotten much bigger now, filled with the sparkles, a shimmering, beautiful pink light of love. And those that you've taught, they're expanding now. And they're lifting. And they're lifting into more possibilities for them. And now they turn. And they pull in their friends. And other loved ones. And they touch them. And this beautiful, beautiful, fragrant, sparkling energy moves right through their hands to the other one and fills them. Just like you were filled. Just like the ones you loved were filled. Theirs, their friends, their network are filled. Just see it expanding. And they turn and touch others who turn and touch others. And it's like a gentle, slow-moving wave, an ocean expanding, a beautiful love light being shared. You are in the center. In the center of a great ripple, the ripple effect. The love drops here, and the wave, concentric waves, out from you. Going through your society, seeing it's expanding through your world. And it expands from the human realm into the plant kingdom. Plants are being filled with love. The earth is being filled with this love. It's spilling over into the animals, into the realm of the nature beings. The fairy realm expanding. Infinite love. Let it just keep expanding through the oceans. Every fish, whale, every piece of seaweed touched with love. Every grain of sand, every cell of the earth, of her body, being permeated with your love. With our love together. And see this love. Now, moving into the past. See it moving into years that have, in your linear timing, ceased to exist. See this love pour backwards in time, down your timeline of your life. Pouring back to the self you were 5 years ago, the self you were 10, now 15 years ago, and picking up speed as it goes back to the self you were 20 and 25 years ago, onward. See it go back to birth. And see this love touch everyone you've touched, spreading into your past, healing, loving, freeing, nurturing. See all the pain and the sorrow and the woundings touched by love. All the way back through birth, back to the self that you were, standing at the precipice, ready to come into this lifetime, choosing your themes, your issues, choosing your adventure, your mission, sensing the love, feeling the pull of love to this planet, to this experience. And your love expands into the future, into your future, spreading out in several possible futures, like filaments of light from you, one stronger than the others, the love light stronger on that one filament, that one trunk line, that thread of self, knowing self. And that love extends down that. You follow it with your attention. You feel that love just moving down that cord to your future, into your future. And there's the future you 6 months from now. You touch that one with your love. And to the one 9 months, 10 months, a year, other future selves. Moving years into the future, it picks up speed. Because there is no time. It just, the love fills up your future. All the way. And all those that you love, all those that you touch, all those you care about in your future, touched with love. And on every level, a dimension, a spreading ocean, a spreading wave of love within you, within the greatness of you, within the overall God self of you, within the divine being of you, through your future, all the way to the end of your life, this love. And in your mind, you follow this love to the end of your life, this light, this beauty, this fragrance. And you see the tunnel of light. Everyone sees when they die. Go through it. Send the love through the tunnel of light. And step out of the tunnel of light. On the farther shore, and see the ocean of beings there, as numerous as the stars in the sky, waiting for you, triumphant, mission completed, gloriously achieved. All because of love. All because of the choice to receive and to give love. And to continue that energy. Choice made on a day back in 2009. Just see it. Going through eternity. Connecting with all your unseen as well as seen friends through their networks, through their dimensions, moving up the light and sound current that infuses all life, moving to God, Goddess, all that is. And being that that's the source, the circuit is complete. It's from whence your love came. Perhaps we being a vector, it has returned. Flow the energy now. Flow a thought of love, a thought of healing for those you care about. Send it like an arrow into the sky. Let it electrify in a gentle way this whole network, like a nervous system, but infinitely more complex, around the planet. Every thought, every feeling you send can have wings and can touch your world. Just let it be. And coming back to the self that you are in the now, in the today, thinking specially of people you know who are suffering, that you have touched with love. See the change your love has given them. See the healing energetically. See that you have enabled them at their own timing and in their own way, in their own choice, to emerge as well, to step into their beauty and their power and their light and their love, to drop the judgments and the limitations and the resistances, and to accept the flow of the substance of reality. The substance of God, Goddess, all that is, the love. It is as if you stand on the top of a great mountain, viewing the world laid out beneath you, and your heart is so full and so huge with your love now. The tenderness, the caring that you have with each one that you see there. The hope that you give each one. And see yourself emerging. Emerging like you're on a surfboard, riding a wave with ease and elegance. See yourself just flying along the wave, laughing in mastery, elegant. Pretty soon you notice there are a lot of other waves and there are a lot of other surfers. All of you together, surfing. Same direction to the shore, surfing the waves. Together. And let yourself come back. Bring that free energy, that smooth, flowing, gliding, loving energy healing energy. Bring it back to your body, to where you sit. And open your eyes gently, bringing it back with you. You're still sitting in the love. Just kind of let it be. So when you care, when you see people suffering and your heart goes out to them, see what you're doing for them. See what you can do. You're holding a resonance of hope for them. It may be far more empowering, far more of a gift for them than to have someone come to them and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry that you're hurting. I'm so sad." But yes, you can do that too. But in your reality, you wouldn't have the time to do all of that. So you have to do a little time warping, you know? You have to send it out in waves. People like waves because they feel nice, they feel safe. Feel how much safer you feel right now, even though you felt safer before. Can you feel the safety? You created a network of light and love. You just made it up. You just created it. Reality creators that you are. And you've imposed now, not through domination, not through control, but as a gift, a grid of light and love on your planet. And it's still there. All you have to do is to send a thought like an arrow into the air, out, and it will, like electricity, move down the grid. And you saw where it ultimately went. Back up to God. God is all that is. And then back down to you. Every time you give love and send love out and compassion, true compassion, not anything condescending, of course, it creates, in a sense, a movement, a flow that opens you to allow the divine to infuse you with more. Now, the people that you find so exhausted from their battles with change and loss are not aware that when they give love, they receive it. So they're stingy with their energies because they live in scarcity and fear. So they don't give. Or they give where they, in a sense, have to. Or even those who do give see it as a sacrifice of something, of themselves. And a sacrifice is only occurring when you keep the channel closed on your crown chakra so you don't get it back, so you don't get a reinfusion, so that when you send stuff out, you're not replenished. There's no nobility in that. No nobility in sacrifice. Old school. Right? Old school. New school. The network, we're all together, we're one. I send a thought to the network. My thought, my feeling goes around the world. Now there is a tricky side to this. The tricky side is that you're going to feel that you need to be more responsible with what thoughts and feelings you're sending out now. All right. Oops. So what do you think is going to happen if you send out fear? You're all in the oneness now, okay? Now, even if you send out fear, you receive love. Because once it goes up to God, God is all that is, it's transmuted back into light and love. It's just, it can't. That, and then it comes back in. It can come back in as love. But you see, you want to be more than that. You want to be on a mission. You want to do your beautiful, your great, your loving work. You didn't come here just for yourself. And you didn't come here just for others. You came here for everybody, you included. You came here to create a really dynamite party, a really fabulous celebration. And you find a lot of people suffering as they're trying to move from the old reality. Their old reality is disintegrating. They're holding on for dear life, but they see it's over. They see it's gone. And no new reality is going to be good enough for them because they're facing their past. That's their identity. They're losing their identity. They're losing a sense of their self. So the greatest gift you can give is a sense of yourself. Because that's the only anchor in the storm. That's the only rope you throw out there for them to grab. So you can be. You are this being of light. Own it. Open to it. Yes, you. You can say that, throwing them the rope. Your light being that pulls them out of the muck and the mire of their darkness. A lot of people having to face their darkness. A lot of people have recognized their darkness and are requiring other people to make them face it. Like, you know, Madoff. Well, I don't want to be responsible for my darkness. Okay, I guess the world will make me be responsible for my darkness. You're creating safety and hope, an island of light, if you will. There's so many approaches that one can take to creating realities. We put together several workshops on creating realities and manifesting, and we could say all sorts of different processes each time. There's so much to say there. But the core thread in every one of those processes is to recognize who you are. It's the core. Now, don't simplify it. It's easy to do that, of course. But it's the core. And from there, you can dance all sorts of colorful, complex, rich, varied, imaginative, creative, dynamic realities. But that's your thread. That's the salvation you offer others. Not that you are going to martyr-like, Jesus-like, get on your cross for any reason at all. But to say, hey, look, it's all about love and light and being your light self, being your God self, your divine self, bringing that into who you are now. And let's do it together. Let's create something great together. Magic and miracles have already opened up for you. And you've barely touched, scratched the surface of what's coming for you. Yes, you. Each one of you. Right? We heard people saying, but I'm the exception, you know. It's like, yeah, I hear that, but no buts. It's exciting and scary. If you feel a lot of fear, sometimes just shift it over into excitement by choice. Most of the time, that's what it is. Wow, wow, oh boy, look at this. What's the possibilities here? What adventures could happen here? What could I experience here of more of myself? Now, it would be seen as something terribly selfish if you were just saying, well, what's in it for me? All this reality is just a reflection of me. And you stay there. But you're not that type of person. You want to love. You want to give and receive. You want to move the energy. You don't want to go to a static place like the adolescent or the young adult. The fantasy place where everything, this one-dimensional place where everything is perfect and everything's okay and wonderful. And I'm finally, totally okay. I'm just going to sit here on my throne. I made it. Okay, maybe you could do that for a week or two. But after that, you'd get really bored with that one. You want too much more. It's too interesting to create. You're too charged up about it. You'll go and give. Can't help it. And as soon as you start giving, more comes in. And you go, oh, that wasn't the top at all. Every level, every frequency level you go, and those are like the planes, the astral, causal, supercausal. And you get into that fifth plane. The first plane beyond all matter. Illusory matter. And even that is not the ultimate. And you'll see, oh, next level, next level. There's no such thing as settling in at the top. There is no top. And it's wonderful. And as you learn to grow easier and easier with more elegance and grace, by having fun, with intrigue, with laughter, and with that essence of the miraculous always happening, that's natural to you. Celebrating your love. Change is effortless. Effortless. And you'll embrace it, enjoy it more than you do now. Sometimes you still have to kick ass, you know, yourself. Tomorrow we're going to discuss how to negotiate the changes we talked about earlier with Kate, you know, how things morph, shift, change. How do you do that? How do you live in uncertainty, live in questions? And how does that apply to choices you must make on physical plane matters right here and now? How do you connect it? How do you keep those dots connected? How do you keep the thread flowing, the energy moving? We'll work on that tomorrow. But bask in the love. Take this with you. Take this with you tonight. And when you go into bed, get into bed tonight, call on us. Call on us and we'll come in. And we'll wrap you up with a whole bunch of love. Yum, yum. And just kind of lean into us. We'll just kind of wrap you up and go to sleep. And we're going to do a little bit of psychic surgery on you. We're going to straighten out some of those love circuits that got twisted with the shame, twisted with the pain and the wounding. We're going to start straightening some of those out. Because those memories need to go now. They need to be done. All right, so we'll do more of that also tomorrow. You notice that you went all the way to before birth, or to birth, and all the way past death. You got your whole lifetime infused with love. How does that feel? Does that feel nice? It's a little different energy, isn't it? Because you've looked at your life and looked at your identity of yourself as your history. And now what's that identity look like and feel like now? What happened to your history when you did this? Mm-hmm. The old history's disappeared, hasn't it? It's kind of dissolved. Yeah, there's some pictures and some stuff there. Doesn't hold quite the same energy anymore, does it? See how easy that was? A few years ago, you would have had to spend a month to get there. In meditation. Yeah, exactly. All right. And here you just do it in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Ah, and you're just all happy camper. Yeah. Now, overnight, if we weren't going to work on you, you know there'd be a part of you that'd say, yeah, right. Right? If you get a little hint of that part of you talking, the little ego, that mischievous saboteur. Just go, oh, hello, hi, ha ha, there you are. Breathe in, move through. Then you can just hear the message. There's a belief that's out there in the consensus that says this is too easy. Doesn't work that way. Blah, 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 blah. All right? That's all you need to know is that there's this message out in the consensus. See, if we say, hey, there's this message out there that you got to suffer in order to learn and grow. If you vibe with it, you go, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're coasting in light and love, what happens when we say that? Oh, yeah, I used to go there. Yeah, yeah. See how easy it is to change. Now, to sustain that, we'll go into that tomorrow. You want to sustain it. You want to keep it going. You want to keep it expanding. You want to keep it moving. All right, dear ones, it's been a real pleasure working with you today. You're doing a lot of very interesting work, and we look forward to getting our so-called hands, metaphoric hands on you tonight and do some more twiddling and so forth, straightening and so forth. So we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll be ready to go to the next level. All right, dear ones, farewell for now.